fearless comes when you understand emptiness. You see this, you know, we can talk about, you know, like if, I don't know, any of you know, like, masters like Chajar Rinpoche, Dr. Chajar Rinpoche. I think some of the greatest example of fearless masters. But that is, and you know, like Chogyam Trungpa, maybe very much, definitely fearless. But that has, but the fearless lamas are almost always bound to be unsuccessful on a conventional level. They will always fail from the conventional point of view. But from the enlightened, you know, spiritual path view, very successful, very successful. People like, what's his name? You know, Chajar Rinpoche. I'm almost, you know, afraid of going, you know, near him, because, you know, not that he scolds me or he criticizes or he, you know, gives me hard time, but because of his fearless, because he doesn't give a damn about what conventional people are expecting or not, makes me so afraid. Makes me think like I'm like a Jehovah's Witness knocking at the door of other people, or what do you call it, insurance seller, what do you call it, insurance salesman. Yeah, I feel like a salesman. Actually, this, I have to quote my father, Trinendra Rinpoche. He says, I'm like a salesman. He said, you are a salesman. And he said, worse, because you have nothing to sell. And, but he said, you will get by because you think you have something to sell. So true. I don't want to, you know, as a, you know, might sound like, you know, a son flattering his own father, but I think Trinendra Rinpoche is another really special, someone who will not bow down to conventional expectation. That is difficult. These kind of lamas are almost always not successful on the conventional level. And many, many students are also not really attracted to these guys, because it's not so attractive. There's no, you know, students in these days, we are only interested in a person who knows how to negotiate. These lamas, those who understood emptiness, those who are fearless, compassionate, they don't negotiate. There is no negotiation table. They will, you know, that is the sort of a criteria. That is the sort of, if you can accept that, if you can go and with this mentality of, okay, I am not going to negotiate, then fine. Then you will get a lot of profit, I guess. But if you go there, if you with a mentality of, I will give you this, can you give me this? It doesn't work with these kind of people. So this is why most of these lamas are forgotten, lost for us, gain for them. They want to be forgotten anyway. They want to live alone. They want to be left alone. Sometimes they deliberately, in sort of magnify their this kind of edgy, difficult to be with kind of quality, just so that they will be left alone. But the incredible thing is they also, of course, as I said earlier, they are disciples, they are students, good students, non-negotiator students, really interested in the enlightenment. My observation, these are all my observations. Yeah. Someone who has understood emptiness means someone who has compassion, someone who is fearless. And then on the top of that, as I will tell you later maybe, someone who has understood emptiness, the main quality of the guru, yeah. On the top of that, someone who is learned, someone who is disciplined, someone who is kind, and if he happened to be the Vajrayana master for you, then he, someone who has all the necessary lineage, teachings comes from unbroken lineage, someone who has practiced, these are, I guess, important. But the main important quality is understanding of emptiness, and then learned, disciplined, kindness, compassionate, guru lineage, practice, very important. Thirdly, someone who is accessible, someone who speaks the language, someone who has the time. Those are really, if you have it, good. If you don't have it, fine. Okay. But now we have a problem. How do we know he has understood the emptiness? Because only someone who has understood, someone who is realized, knows the other person is realized or not. This is the main problem. Most of the time, we have to sort of trust a beautifully designed brochure. Oh, some such and such is teaching, let's go to this teaching. Or word of mouth from your friends, someone who is eagerly wishing to convert you into whatever. But one big thing I don't want you to forget is karma, karmic link. That's going to play a very big role here, okay? So, looking for a guru is looking for a lover, as I told you yesterday. I cannot really give you a description, okay, what kind of lover you should look for. So I can do it vaguely, but on the process of looking for one that you think he or she is your lover, you might bump into others. And if you happen to be the bee, you are lucky. If you happen to be the fly, not so lucky. So, this is something that you have to consider. Karma plays a very important role in here.